Have you ever felt uninspired or just generally lacking motivation? I've been struggling with that recently myself because I accomplished goals that I wanted to accomplish. And in trying to create new goals, I just felt really uninspired and unmotivated to actually plan something new. I'm a bit scattered and I don't really know in which direction to go. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Finance Diaries podcast. My name is Stephanie and I'm here to teach you everything there is to know about personal finances. Whether it's the stuff that you didn't learn in school or that your friends and family don't really tend to talk about, we could say personal finances are kind of treated like they're a secret, hidden away in a secret diary even. I'm here to unlock and open up that secret diary for you, and that is why I welcome you back to another episode of the Finance Diaries podcast. I've been having such a motivation struggle in the last little while. I even missed some episodes of uploading. I stopped kind of with the YouTube channel stuff. I've just been like, I guess, in a bit of a funk, and I'm not like miserable or unhappy or anything like that. Completely the opposite. I feel like maybe I'm not working on those things because maybe they were drawing my energy in a negative way. So I actually made a pretty big decision in that I didn't renew my WordPress subscription. So I'm no longer going to have a website. I thought pretty long and hard about this one. And I realized that I had a website because I originally wanted to sell an online course. And I'm not sure that that's the direction that I really want to go in anymore. And although I did put obviously a substantial amount of time and effort into creating that website, I just never ended up doing what I wanted to do with it. And it's been like, I think 2 years now, almost 2 years, maybe a year and a half, 2 years, I don't know, whatever it is, that I've had it. And obviously, if I wanted to do these things, I would have done them by now. And I think that that's one of the big themes that I have with today's podcast is if you're feeling unmotivated and uninspired, the first thing that you need to do is you need to check in with yourself on if you actually want to do these things. Yes, I would love to have an online course. Can definitely agree on that. But I've been building online courses for so long now. I've built them like 95% of the way and then not done them. I kind of need to get to the foundation of why I'm not working on them. I mean, I guess one of them obviously is imposter syndrome and feeling like it's not good enough. The other one, or I'm not good enough. The other motivation is, well, me thinking constantly that something is incomplete. Does this have all the information? Is there more information I can add? Which obviously I can also fix, but haven't been working on it. I think as I'm talking this through, I'm kind of realizing that maybe I shouldn't drop my website. I think it's really hard because I have this set of goals that I want to accomplish for myself, but those goals are kind of if I had full time to commit to the Finance Diaries. And maybe my timelines and expectations aren't that realistic for what it is I want to do, because I have been doing well with the time I put into it. I have a substantial list of email. So one of the first steps of online courses is that you want to build up your email distribution list for people that are interested. And I've done that. But then I'm having issues with actually posting the course. And I think that that's maybe something I just need to put more focus into. So that's one of the things with when we're feeling unmotivated is, do you really at the end of the day want to do what you're trying to do? I think that some of the times that we feel unmotivated, the first one is when we actually don't want to do something that we think we want to do. So for example, this website, do I really want to do it? Is there another reason that I'm putting it off? So that's the other thing. Is there another reason that you're putting it off? There's a few different reasons why we might not be working on something that we actually want to do. One of them is that we just feel like overwhelmed with what we need to do to accomplish something. And if you've listened to my podcast on goal planning, I think that one of the most efficient ways of accomplishing our goals is to make sure that we have it broken down in really like easy to choose steps so that you have, okay, so let's say I want to launch my online course. My first step was creating a website. My second step was to get people to go to the website, having some sort of funnel, which I have on my Instagram page. Getting that funnel, getting the emails, the email distribution list, so getting people to subscribe and give me their emails. And then from there, I could start having the next steps that are like finding the topic for the online course, creating the material, having the material reviewed, recording it, then starting it, launching it to my email distribution list, marketing it. So all these steps are a lot more detailed than if I just said I wanted to have an online course. And I think that breaking it down into those smaller steps makes it a lot more manageable. Now, I guess maybe one of the reasons that I could say I have been lacking motivation is because I'm overwhelmed, because I've been doing a million different things at once. There's so much to do. There's the Airbnb. There's the new duplex that I bought in the city that's coming up. There's my work that's gotten really busy. There's just so much on the go that's probably the reason that I'm struggling right now. Another reason that you might be struggling with accomplishing your goals is that, I mean, other than being overwhelmed or something like that, is that you maybe haven't given yourself a very realistic timeline. So, for example, last year I said I wanted to do my piloting course, and I realized that I couldn't have done it last year. Last year flew by so fast. I spent months preparing the Airbnb, then running the Airbnb, and then there was so much back and forth with Montreal and what I wanted to do that it just didn't make sense because I wasn't even here to do it, and it was not a realistic timeline. So if you're giving yourself timelines that are too constrained and just unrealistic, it will be unmotivating because you're going to think, you know, it's pretty much impossible to get it done in this timeline anyway, so why am I even bothering at all? So that's definitely another thing that you need to consider and rejig, because having to take longer to accomplish something doesn't mean you're unaccomplished. I think at that point, you also, again, need to think, do I really truly want to accomplish this? I know that this was an earlier step, but when you look at all the individual steps that you need to do, are the steps to get there daunting, or is it the, like, afterwards? So online course does require some maintenance, not too much, hopefully. Like, I want to launch some stuff on Etsy. Like, what exactly, where are you getting stuck is what you need to analyze. And then that's, I think, the last part and one of the most important parts to it is how are you feeling and what is making you feel this way? So if I think about my Etsy, what is it that I haven't launched yet that I'm waiting on? And I get all these comments all the time about, oh, where do you find all this motivation? Where do you find all this time? Well, sometimes I'm not motivated. And right now I'm feeling very unmotivated. So what exactly is it about my Etsy that I haven't released my guide that is quite literally ready to go? Why have I not released it on Etsy? Well, I have to say that the biggest thing is definitely my imposter syndrome, is that I do not feel like anyone's going to buy it. I feel like people are going to look at it and be like, ew, what exactly is the issue there? If someone doesn't want to buy it, they don't want to buy it, right? So what's the worst that can happen? I actually had coffee with a friend from university not that long ago, and we had discussed this like feeling of imposter syndrome. And I think at the end of the day, one of the things that I told her and that I try to remind myself is, what's the worst thing that can happen? Like, what's the actual worst thing that can happen if I launch an Etsy store and I actually was unqualified. Well, the worst thing that would happen is that it doesn't sell. And is that really so bad? It really depends on the scope of what you're doing. Maybe sometimes you need to speak to like a self-confidence coach or do some exercises, maybe even some like power posing. That was super helpful to me in university when I was going to case competitions. All the time we were doing power poses because it actually does help you feel more confident. If you listen to the TED talk on that, it's really interesting. Just by standing a certain way and holding the pose for a certain amount of time, you can actually there are proven results on success based on that. So what exactly is this source of why you're feeling like you're inadequate? Very important to look at. And then from there, figuring out how exactly you can rearrange your goals so that the timelines make sense, so that you don't get overwhelmed, maybe just doing one bit each day. My goal I used to have that changed was that I wanted to write a book, but I want to do it, but I'm going to do it later because I feel like I have more experience to gain before I want to write the book. But when I was writing the book, I said, Stephanie, I want you to every day write one single sentence. That is such a small amount to do, And it was very manageable to do it that way rather than just have, I want to write a book by the end of the year, which seems like a huge chunk to bite off, to say one sentence a day. Well, you know, like you obviously don't end up only writing one sentence. You write a couple, but then there you go. There's your book. So making things more manageable. And I know that I just spoke about goals not long ago because of New Year's, but because this is the kind of the time of year where people start to fail at them, I think that this is so important. And I'm not the only one that's feeling unmotivated right now. So like anything that I talk about, like stock market investing, like investing in a home, investing in anything, your education, all this stuff, I think that the most important thing to do is break it down, analyze how exactly you're feeling and why you're feeling this way, and then addressing these things on a more individual level so that it's the most relevant, detailed list possible that is the easiest to manage. So this podcast actually ended up helping me because I'm pretty sure that I don't want to cancel my website. I didn't actually cancel it. I was going to do that right after this podcast, but I think that I will put that back on the go. And that's definitely something that I would be able to accomplish before the end of next month when things are going to get really busy for me. So I guess this helped me. Hopefully it helps you as well. As always, I love to see your comments, to see the subscriptions and the follows wherever you're listening to this podcast on. I appreciate it so much. And I hope you have a great week ahead. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Finance Diaries podcast. And I look forward to hearing about how your goals are going.